Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 746 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. July, 742 and three quarters, up 9. Soft May wheat, 677 and three quarters, down 9 1/2. July, 680 and three quarters, down 9 1/2. May corn, 482 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. July, 487 and a half, down 3. December, 484 and three quarters, down 2 1/2. May soybeans, 1392 and a half, up 4. July, 1376 and three quarters, up 5. November, 1176, up 2 1/2. May soybean meal, 447.40, up 3.40. May soybean oil, 42.10, down 19 cents. April live cattle, 145.77 1/2, up 52 1/2. March feeders, 174.70, up 10. April lean hogs, 121.67 1/2, now 70, up $2.40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Another day of rocketing high lean hog futures. And if you go out maybe to the June contract, you got to begin to wonder if hogs are going to be in the mid-130s.
Boy, yeah, when you look at the June futures contract, we're at 130.67. See if we go limit up, stay limit up. And as you indicated, the June cattle is about 138.20. So more of the same what we've been talking about, skyrocketing hog values, a lot of concern about the virus that's been spreading across the entire Midwest, even down in Arizona here this winter. Losses is dialed in at 5%, but there's some ideas we've lost over 20% of the hog crop overall. So it's going to be probably a situation where the hog and pig report is going to be larger or more of a market maker than the grain stocks or acreage estimates on intended planted acres, Dave.
Yeah, and we'll actually get that one on Friday, and then I think the quarterly grain stocks and the planting intentions come out on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a dynamic couple of days of these reports coming out. It's going to have an analyst re-entering some figures on the supply-demand balance sheets and the overall fundamental outlook, not only this crop year, but next crop year.
So look forward to that at the end of the month. Meanwhile, as we look at the grain side of things, it is still the hard red winter wheat that is sort of leading the way today.
Well, we're seeing a situation where, the wheat market's priced a lot of bullish news into the pricing scenario here over the last couple of weeks. Wheat's led the rally higher here. A lot of spreading, unwinding of spreads to go along with that. They trade bought beans, sold wheat all winter long. Ever since the 1st of February there, we've seen the trade kind of unwind that a little bit, and wheat's just been like a bottle rocket straight up in through here. We're seeing concerns about winter cereal. We're seeing concerns about, the Russian or Ukraine. So wheat's enjoyed a sizable rally in through here. It's at levels now where it'll probably stabilize for a little while and see what the next bit of news is to go from.
Who was buying the wheat contract?
Large speculative trade. There's been some short covering on that. When you look at the overall picture there, the funds jumped on it, commercials jumped on it. We've revisited the highs we made back last fall. And I think when you look at the fundamental and the technical picture, we're probably due to back and fill a little bit here off that big rally we've seen.
There's been a lot of disappointment among producers about fall corn basis. You have any good news for them?
Well, that's been kind of the function of the marketing through here. If you go clear back last summer, we thought the best basis opportunity would be kind of in that mid-December, late December time window. It kind of carried through to after the first of the year. Then after that, we started seeing cash grain move as projected, anticipated, and that's widened the basis out. And we've seen a little slowdown in demand. So no surprise, but overall, historically, basis is still relatively strong compared to what we've seen in the past, but it has widened out through here. In order for basis to firm up, I think we need to see some renewed demand interest come in and see this cash selling sort of subside, which it probably will if we pull back through here. Overall, new crop strategies is probably the main focus one needs to be on, and there's tons of ideas out there to protect your downside.
Yeah, you got 484.5 corn, November beans 1174.75, now a half unchanged. Those look like attractive numbers to begin some marketing.
Well, I don't know about begin. Should be marketing all along and through here. If you haven't, it'd be a spot to begin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to move this cash grain, and these are fairly decent prices. The thing I think you need to do is have some downside protection, at least going through the acreage report here at the end of the month. Hate to see some bearish numbers come out and not take advantage of these numbers here. There's a lot of creative ideas where you put that price floor in and still leave your upside open on the cash side. And that'd be our number one way to tackle this situation going into these reports.
Expect to have some cold weather come after this little warm-up we're having. That'll take us into the end of the month, the beginning of April. Will traders trade the weather like they had in previous years? Every day, looking at the weather forecast for planning, given what we saw a year ago, where in just a span of a week, so much corn got put in the ground.
They're going to promote the weather. It's a newsworthy item. It's something people can look outside and can see. It's emotional. I think they're going to spin it for what it's worth to make the market move both up and down. When it's all said and done at the end of the day in here, yes, the longer-term forecast is cold and wet through April 15th, but as you sort of hinted on there, today's producers geared up to cover a lot of ground in a hurry. When you look at the farm show activity this winter, a lot of planters were out at these farm shows showing a lot more size and a lot more speed, up to 10 miles an hour running through the field. You know, whether that's something that's going to materialize here on a large portion or not, we'll see. But for the most part, we're going to have to stay extremely cold and extremely wet. And a lot of guys say it's dry, so it's going to be hard to get too bullish on too wet weather here this spring at the moment.
All right. When the guesses come out in about a week for the planting intentions, what are we anticipating?
Well, that's an excellent question. There's a lot of different opinions out there. We're under the assumption that, a lot of ground has come out of CRP. We're seeing a situation from last year of prevent plant. I wouldn't be surprised to see corn acreage in this 94 million acre level. And the bean acre, I feel, is going to be huge up towards this 79 to 82 million acre level.
Thank you much.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 482.75, down 3.25. July, 487.75, down 2.75. December, 485, down 2.25. May soybeans, 13.94.25, up 5.75. July, 13.78.5, up 6.75. November, 11.74.25, down 0.25. May soybean meal, $4.49, up $5. May soybean oil, $42.08, down 21 cents. April lean hogs, $121.45, up $2.15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.